Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer. Amen. This is the night of the story, the beauty of all those images that carry us through a lifetime, the image of stillness, a night that conveys holiness. We sing Joy to the World and O Holy Night, and we come back here because it's kind of like coming home for Christmas. We hear the stories, shepherds singing to angels, a star so bright that anyone anywhere could see it and follow it, leading to a young mother and a child, and that child is lying in a trough wrapped in rags. And on this night, no matter what we bring from our past, we experience joy, the joy of the birth anew, the birth that took place in a stable. We hear the story, it's traditional, we know it before we even get here. And the story that we hear of the birth of the child in the stable, this comes from the Gospel of Luke. You have heard the story told. And you've heard the shepherds and the angels. You've heard all the characters. The only ones that are missing are the magi, the wise men. Because their arrival following the eastern star is not a part of Luke's account. It's part of Matthew's account of Jesus' birth. See, over the years, what we've done is we've conflated the two stories together, Matthew and Luke's. And then the result is the beautiful creche, surrounded by a few animals and all the characters that we know for sure. We know the story. We know the story so well as children. Truth be told, that if all of you came here and didn't hear the story of Luke, and on this one night we decided to tell you the Christmas story as told by Matthew, there would be a little bit of difference going on. Most of you would look around to see if you'd made a mistake, if maybe you were trapped, and you would make a note to self to try to find a different church next year. Because, see, Matthew's story would make a terrible Christmas pageant. It's a very different experience. There is no stable to be found in it at all. In fact, Jesus is born in a house, which is pretty mundane. No barn, no animals. And long before we ever got to where Jesus was born, Pastor Carey would have read you the genealogy of 42 generations, showing the lineage of Joseph to David. See, in Matthew's account, Joseph is the main character. Mary never even speaks, and she never has a revelation. Jesus' part is actually very small, and it's mainly the focus of King Herod, who is the villain of our story. See, Herod's actions drive the plot in Matthew. He's a jealous king looking for the child that might replace him. Here's a terrible command to harm children. And we figured a Christmas pageant with children running and screaming would not be good. It doesn't say, come back and visit us again. And wise men, we say three. There's actually no number in the Bible at all. It doesn't say how many. Travel a very long distance, given orders by Herod. Now they squelch Herod's plans when they take a different way home. And in Matthew's story, Joseph and Mary travel here and run away and travel there and run away. And there's a lot of traveling for Mary and Joseph. There are no swaddling clothes. There are no angels, there's no shepherds, and there's definitely no stable, and there's very little joy. And so, no question, hands down, Luke's story makes for a much better Christmas pageant. And on this night, this candlelit night, we want to sing the carols, we want to hear the story told, we want to evoke the memories from our childhood. We don't need a villain like Herod. We don't want incarnate evil on the night of incarnate love. But the truth be told is that it is into this world, the world of the powerful, the world of jealousy and trauma and death, that Jesus was born. Jesus was born into an unstable world. And Jesus comes into the broken world as a child and grows to be a man, and then says to the powerful, the corrupt, and the Herods of the world, "Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the poor." Changing what everyone of his day expected. We've romanticized the Christmas story, and why wouldn't we? It brings us comfort and joy, great tidings of comfort and joy. But the Jesus who will sustain us throughout a lifetime was the Jesus who was born into the unstable world. It is into this world that he proclaimed the good news. It is into this world that he led a life of sacrifice, sacrifice born of love. It is the image of how he loved that has called us throughout history, teaching us how to love, because all great love is born of sacrifice. Whether it be romantic love between two people, the love between a parent and a child, between the human family and the communities that we're blessed to be a part of, or the love between the creature and the creator, all deep abiding love is born of sacrifice. But this love is deep. It's also messy and complicated. We're not asked to sacrifice everything, but the love that is shown us by Christ requires that we sacrifice more than we're comfortable with, always for the welfare of another. And love this strong can always keep evil at bay. Evil has a much harder time existing in the midst of sacrificial love. See, Jesus knew this. He left us the legacy of how to create joy and stability in an unstable and despairing world. This is the joy of the gospel message. This is the world into which Jesus was born that night. There will always be Herods in the world whose goal is to kill the image of Christ in the human soul. And it is in this unstable reality that Christ brings joy to the world and to our lives. This is the paradox of the human story. It is certainly the paradox of the Christ story. The joy born this night in the city of David is offered without condition, a stable joy that cannot be diminished by the circumstances of our lives. The question for everyone always is, what brings us out on this cold night? The sparkle of one night, the kind of Christmas, you know, every kiss begins with K, Alexis with a big bow, the romanticized Christmas, or something that is lasting that will follow you home, back into your complicated, messy, unstable life. What do you seek? What do you long for? In the midst of the unstable life, it is here that Christ waits, always waits, waits to be invited in, to offer us the deep peace, the stable joy that passes all understanding. May it be so for you and for me. Amen.